I haven't got my headphones on yet.
Okay.
I've got a new pair of headphones given to me by Talk Radio.
Any good?
I don't know. I'm just going to try them. Do you want to have a look at them? Oh, you can't, can you? I see if they what they sound like. Hang on. Oh, actually, can you go on to one so you can see what I'm doing? Right. Okay. Well, strange. Very strange. Not as good as the other ones, but... they must be cheap and tacky. Who made them? Made in China. That says it all. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, you're coming through my headphones. But they're so muffled. I could probably turn them up a bit, couldn't I?
Can you? Is there a...
No, I'm fully up.
You're full...
I'm fully up. I'm fully up, right. Let me find the... what you laughingly call a script for today. My voice is fucked, so we're going to have to, you're going to have to do more or whatever.
I'll have to do more?
Oh, God, I don't know. Oh. You send it in a PDF?
I always send it in a PDF, yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Portable document format.
All right. Tech talk.
I don't think there's anything in the script for you.
No, not one fucking thing.
But I've got loads of things on my script, though, that I haven't given you.
You say more videos are added to YouTube. What? How many more videos? What videos?
Videos of your old TV shows.
All right, okay. Have you got anything new up there? I mean, some new TV appearances. Do you ever find that one of me on Through the Keyhole?
Yes, I've got that.
I wouldn't mind going on the new current edition of Through the Keyhole.
With Keith Lemon.
I just noticed he follows me on Instagram.
Keith Lemon?
Yeah. Yeah. He used to work for the Yorkshire Post, I think.
Oh, yeah?
When I was on Radio Air. Anyway, I'm going to have a strepsil. Do you think I could do this show with a strepsil or not?
Well, you...
Oh, yeah, all right. So, do you want to play the music and we'll start the show or not?
Yeah, I'll put the jingle in right here.
I can't actually talk with that in my fucking mouth. Right. Okay. Can I not hear the jingle?
No, it doesn't work that way.
All right, okay. You know that thing I was talking to you about on charging the phone?
Yeah.
All right. I found another little doofery.
A white one?
Yeah, but it doesn't fit in the phone. There's a little end. Must have been for an old phone.
Sounds it. If it doesn't fit in,
yeah.
Don't force it.
No. No, you never should force anything that doesn't fit. It's always been my problem in life. Right, okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready, yes.
Right, well, what... Oh, dear. Dog, are you comfortable? Are you comfortable, Daisy May? Yeah, I think she is. Okay. Are you sure? Right. She's sitting under the desk between my legs. Well, between my feet. You okay? All right? Good girl. Now. Right. This is ridiculous. I think this is the new studios at Talk Radio.
Air conditioning.
Mm. Although I know you know when you've got a sore throat, don't you?
This is how you sounded when you came out of the Big Brother house.
Was it?
Yeah.
Could have been the air conditioning then, couldn't it?
Mm. Mm. All those thousands of people's diseases floating around the atmosphere.
Oh, stop it. I've been getting the trainer the last couple of days to work. Oh, do you think that's what it was?
That's probably it then.
Yeah. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Why can't people be more hygienic?
Hey, you can wear one of those face masks like they do in China.
I'm seriously thinking of that because... Sorry, I was looking to see if I've got one here. I've got lots of medical stuff here, but... no? Use a bit of Nivea lip salve. That's always good for a program, isn't it?
You can avoid the facial recognition systems then.
Mm. That's a good idea too. Right, okay, let's start the show. Very good... just sing the theme tune so it sounds like I...
Okay. Bum, 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 bum. Dum, 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 James Whale. radio show.
Wow. Boom. Yeah, okay. see, I'm croaking like an old frog. Very good day to you, whatever day it happens to be. The day that we have started doing the show today is the day that Theresa May tearfully resigned as our Prime Minister. So this is a historical day for us to talk about anything, really. So a very historical day. And everybody's pretended they're very sympathetic with Theresa May. I don't know if anybody has seen her speech, but as she turned to walk back to number 10, her voice broke and she burst into a little tear. Well, she got back through the door before she, I bet inside she was going, which is very sad. But hang on, if you're a politician and if you're the top politician, you should be able to control that. It was not very dignified. Everybody's being terribly nice. Oh, I'm very sympathetic. But you know, there are times when, come on, pull yourself together. You know, you've had a crack at being prime minister. You made a balls up of it. So take it on the chin and let's move on. Now, I think the most stupid thing we ever did was vote to leave the European Union. And now it's coming back to bite us, isn't it? Hopefully, it'll be sorted out. Do you know who I think will sort it out? Shall I tell you?
Yeah, please do.
I think Nigel Farage will sort it out. Because Nigel wants us to have a good relationship with Europe. But he doesn't want us to actually be governed by Europe. Now, as a Remainer, I have sympathy with his view. Because I think the European Parliament have become too full of themselves, think that they can do whatever they fucking like. They can't. And I think most people in most countries in Europe are becoming a little disillusioned by them. I still think the union of all these countries together is a good thing. But I think we need to have more autonomy, which is what people want. But a lot of people voted for all sorts of spurious reasons, some because they don't like foreigners, some because they feel that Britain is the king of the world and all that sort of bollocks. Oh, could you excuse me one moment?
I'll have a go.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Whale. How are you?
Cass, I'm very well.
Excellent.
Good. Can I just, tell my producer to not listen to our conversation because we're just recording a podcast, so he can have a cup of coffee and we'll carry on. Here's a thought. Listen, you're a fan of tattoos. Why don't we get someone on and talk about what is the craze that's sweeping the nation?
What, the new tattoo craze?
Yeah.
Cool. I remember in the 90s, lots of people were getting Chinese writing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we might get someone in to talk about it. I might get a little tattoo while I'm on the program. Well, I had my ear pierced when I worked for the BBC. Live on the air.
It takes a little bit longer than an ear piercing, believe me.
What, just to have your initials or something?
Well, you can get your initials, I suppose, in case you forget who you are.
Yeah, I don't know. Phone number. I never remember my phone number. What else could we do? What else could we do? Hang on, let me ask Rob. Rob, what else can I do?
Toilets.
Toilets, yeah. There is a lack of public toilets.
There is, and there's always too few women's toilets.
Yeah.
So it's come out that there has to be two females to one male toilet.
Women take a lot longer. Men just, you know, you just whip it out, piss wherever you want, and f*** off. We have to bloody burden ourselves from clothes and stuff.
Yeah, well, I think that will fill up an hour quite easily. Right, okay. I will probably be there about 5:30, 5:45, something like that.
Lovely. Cool. Well, if anything else crops up, just let me know, and I will see you then.
All righty. Thanks, Cass.
Bye.
Oh, dear.
I can't use any of that.
No, you can't really, can you?
Your voice is warmed up.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, we won't start it again. We'll just carry on from whatever.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, God. This is... Yeah. Oh, hang on. Ah, Tara, what can I do for you?
What?
What can I... I'm recording... Oh, my voice is going. I'm recording my podcast at the moment, and you're the third...
Not again.
Or the... Well...
recording your podcast?
Give me a ring a bit later. I need to just crack on and finish this.
All right, I'll speak to you in a bit.
All right, bye. Bye. Okay, I've turned my phone off, I think. I don't want any more calls, right? While I do this, because it's for my friends out there who actually religiously, and I mean that in the deepest of respect, religiously listen to the podcast. So forget all that. Let's just start again from here. So good day. Hello. Welcome to the James Whale Radio Show podcast. I've got nothing else to say now. I've done it all, I think.
I can't put any of it out, though.
You can't put any of what out?
All the phone calls.
No, well, forget the phone calls. We just, you know, carry on from there. We'll just say, oh, dear, thank you for that. I had a little interruption, and on we go.
Okay, well, we were talking about Nigel Farage saving the world.
Yeah. Did I say Nigel Farage would save the world?
Well, you said he would save the UK.
Oh. Well, if he was a Conservative member of Parliament, which he's not, if he was, I think he'd have a very good chance of becoming the next leader of the Conservative Party, and therefore he would become the Prime Minister. But the question will have to be, oh gosh, will have to be, is it going to make any difference? I'm not really sure if it is. But we did get back to the, was it on a phone call? I was saying Theresa May had a tear. She was about to burst into tears at the end of her speech. And she turned and marched into number 10. And everybody has been very sympathetic, which I find very patronising and very two-faced. Because they were all trying to get rid of her. Oh, dear, we're so sorry she's upset. No, you're not. Absolutely not. But I do think she let the sisterhood down a little, don't you? I mean, holding the top job in the land, you can't really afford to show that kind of emotion. So obviously, she really wasn't cut out for that job, was she?
Stiff upper lip, old girl. That's what.
Yeah, stiff upper lip. Man or woman, you don't show that kind of emotion. Doesn't matter. Or am I being too hard? There is time for emotion. Death of a loved one. Death of a pet.
The Iron Lady shed a tear, though, didn't she?
The Iron Lady, when the Iron Lady left, was not very well. And I think we forget that. And she'd done three terms. And she had taken Britain through a very difficult time. She was a completely different character.
She earned her tears.
Yeah. And you know, she should have gone before she went. Theresa May was just obviously not cut out to be a leader. I'm sorry, but she wasn't. And also, she's a lot younger than Margaret Thatcher was when she left. In Margaret Thatcher's heyday, you would never have seen her show emotion.
Oh, no, not in her prime, no.
No. You know, and there's arguments to say that nobody should be in that position of stress or strain for more than two terms, like in America.
That would be a better system, I suppose.
Yeah, much, much better. So there we are. We will have a new prime minister. Will it make any difference? I really doubt it. And do we want Boris Johnson as the leader of the country? Well, it would be quite entertaining, I suppose. But I'm not sure his sense of humour translates to other cultures. I think it'll be rather strange to see.
Why would anyone want the job?
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but not this time round, because it's going to be a very short-lived, isn't it? They're going to become the PM, and then they're probably going to have to have a general election, and they might lose.
Well, they won't have a general election until next year, I don't think. So you've got a year of being Prime Minister, and apparently there are quite a few good perks to the job.
Like what?
Well, you get a huge fucking pension for a start.
Only a year's worth?
No. You get the full pension, whatever time you serve, as far as I know, for being Prime Minister.
Oh, then I'll definitely do the job, then.
Well, there we are, you see. And I think MPs get a full pension, political pension, even if they only serve one term. 4 years, 5 years, whatever it is.
Wow. That's a big bone. No wonder all these people are volunteering then to become MPs.
Yeah. So I think it's quite a good thing to do, isn't it?
How do I become an MP then?
Well, quite easy. You get elected.
How do I get elected?
Well, you don't get elected because where you are, you would have to speak Welsh to get elected as an MP, and I don't think you do, do you?
I don't speak Welsh, no.
No, well, there we are, and you sound a bit flat today, so you know, if you could sort of liven yourself up a bit.
I don't want to do that because I'll make you sound really, really bad then.
No, you won't. Trust me. Even incapacitated as I am.
Okay.
Actually, I'm warming up a bit now.
You are warming up a bit, yeah.
Yeah, I'm warming up a bit now. So what else can we discuss on the podcast today? There's everybody's thinking about Brexit, obviously. We're not really supposed in the media even here really to talk about it because we don't get the final results of the election we've just voted in until Sunday, end of Sunday, probably Monday.
So we could have a party on Bank Holiday Monday.
What sort of party?
A Brexit party.
I mean, ridiculous. You can't have any sort of party. You don't want a party. So, it's a sad and tragic time in the history of our country.
I don't think I can say Brexit party, can I? Conservative party, a Labour party, a Lib Dem party, a Plaid Cymru party, a SNP party. Is there any more?
Change. UK. Green Party.
Green Party, yeah.
Independence.
God, this could go on forever. Everyone's having a party.
Anyone who's having a party on a Monday, have a lovely, lovely time.
Have I covered myself now?
Yeah. What's the weather like in Wales?
It's warm.
Yeah, very warm here. 25 degrees, I think.
It's not sunny. It's a bit cloudy, but it's warm.
Oh, no, I've topped my tan up.
Can I put that photo I took of you in your hot tub out?
I hope you didn't, actually.
I haven't put it out yet. I'm just asking permission in advance.
I haven't seen it. And if you put something out I haven't seen, I will send Mickey Mouse around, remember.
I'll send it to you first.
Do that.
I'll give you 5 minutes to respond. If you don't respond within 5 minutes, I assume it's okay.
Really? You just see what happens. And I'm not really sure how you did that when we were having a phone conversation.
I pressed the home button and the lock button at the same time. It took a screen grab.
Did it?
I'm in the picture as well.
Right.
But I'm not in the hot tub.
No, you're most certainly not in the hot tub, no.
No. Wasn't many bubbles going on.
Right, moving on. Talking about something interesting. Absolutely fuck all going on. I mean, this whole thing about toilets is about the most entertaining thing that you could talk about, I suppose.
Oh, the new report about there should be two female toilets for one male toilet.
Yeah, and the fact that a couple of days ago, there was another report out saying that it can be detrimental to men's health, the lack of public toilets.
It's also apparently stopping people from going out, not having public toilets.
Really? Why?
Because they, you know, some people have to go to the toilet regularly.
Yeah, but where you go, there will be a toilet, won't there?
Oh, well, our village toilet is closing down and planning has gone in for it to turn it into a cafe.
Ugh! Disgusting.
So when they say this tea tastes of piss, I suppose there might be some truth.
Yeah, but where you live, I mean, there aren't many people, are there?
Our village is probably the number one tourist hotspot in North Wales.
The number one toilet hotspot, did you say?
The tourist hotspot.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said the number one toilet. Do you know, I went to get a ticket to go to work yesterday.
Yeah.
And because I am of an age where I can have a rail card.
Uh-huh.
And this bloke said to me, are you 65?
And you said?
I said, that's why I've got the flipping rail card, mate. I know I only look about 55, but how would I have this if I wasn't 65?
Well, you only fill out an online form, don't you? I mean, anyone could fill it out, couldn't they?
That's a very good point, actually. He said, are you 65? And I said, did you not hear what? And we got into this argument, and then he stood up and he banged the desk and he said, it's 8:65.
Right.
Well, I just heard it as are you 65, not 8:65 was the fee, saying that's what the fee was. Fair, whatever.
So you're getting on a bit, aren't you?
No, he mumbled, like a lot of these people who work in public transport. I mean, they make these announcements on the platform, and you can't understand a fucking word.
The train is up after 24 station.
Yeah, what the fuck did he say?
Yeah.
And you run around thinking, where? Just bizarre. And this bloke was just mumbling. And to be honest, nobody would have been able to hear because the guy next to me, who was about 23 or 24, said, I didn't understand what he was saying either. And you should have seen the expression on this bloke's face.
Did you see that video clip of the, I think it was a tube driver. He was watching porn in the cab and he left his mic on and everyone in the on the train. Oh, dear. That came out.
Was he sacked? I presume he was.
I don't know. It's hard to. I don't think the tube was identified, so you'd have to work out which tube it was, what time.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, they earn a shitload of money, those guys. And they get 3 months' holiday a year.
Getting to watch porn during the day as well. That's awesome.
No, it's not. It's illegal. You should be concentrating on what you're doing. I mean, it's not a difficult job. You push a couple of buttons. You don't even steer the damn thing, do you?
Well, so it's safe to watch a bit of porn then, isn't it, if you're not steering?
No, it's not. You don't know if there's something down there on the line.
Oh, that's true.
You keep your eyes open, you concentrate, and when the train stops, you push a couple of buttons. It must be the easiest job in the world. And for that, they get paid, I think, more than, I think, around $70,000 a year and have 3 months' holiday, I'm led to believe. If I'm wrong, get in touch, jameswellradio@gmail.com.
Is it safe to watch the porn then at the train stops?
No. If you want to watch porn, do it in the privacy of your own home.
Not in the privacy of your own cabin?
No. Not at work, wherever.
What, you can't watch porn at work?
No, unless it happens to be your occupation.
Oh, better stop then.
Yeah, I think you should. I'm quite distressed that you even think about that sort of thing.
I've got to pass the time somehow.
What's this just come up? Upgrade to Mac OS Mojave. Get dark. Oh, I put my glasses on, I'll read it.
Get dark?
Get dark mode.
Oh. Okay.
Stacks, new apps, and new Mac App Store.
Would you like that?
No, don't even know what it is. Not now. Bye. Updates available. Your computer will restart to complete these updates.
No! You cut us off.
Will I? I'll just put the arrow on there in case I get bored. Right. When I finish, shall I put it on restart?
Yeah, don't do it now.
Are you sure?
Well, you know, unless you want to end the podcast early.
Okay. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is hit with 17 new charges in America.
Might be more than that now.
Really?
Yeah, I saw somewhere it might be 18 now.
All right, okay. I have no love for Julian Assange at all. I just wonder what some of these sort of lefty, liberal, trendy people see in him.
The ability to grow a very substantial beard.
Sorry, what the fuck are you talking about?
What people see in Julian Assange.
Oh, I see. I'd forgotten he grew a beard. He did look like Father Christmas when they dragged him out of the embassy, didn't he?
He did, yeah. They could get Alec Jones and him together and make a TV programme.
There's something in the air.
The FBI, probably.
Was that him?
Walking in the air, yeah, but he didn't actually do the music to the snowman.
Okay. Well, I've had no sympathy with him. I'm sorry. And everybody says, oh, what he's done has made the world a safer place. It's put certain people in very difficult situations who are trying to keep the world safe. It has put them in danger.
He's achieved nothing, really, has he, other than incarcerated himself, and now he's going to incarcerate himself further.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, I suppose you better do tech talk, because we're not allowed to talk politics, really, so...
You don't want to talk about Britain coming last in the Eurovision Song Contest twice in 1 week.
How did they come last twice in 1 week?
Well, they lost. They came bottom.
Yeah.
And then apparently there was a problem with the voting system and they recounted all the votes and they lost another 8 votes or something. So they came last again.
I thought they had 13 votes.
Yeah, I think they've got 5 now.
5 votes?
Mm.
Right. I'll tell you what, I'll think about that and come back and tell you my thoughts on the Eurovision Song Contest when you've done Tech Talk.
Okie dokie. 3 billion Facebook accounts have been deleted.
How many?
3 billion.
Good.
They were all fake accounts, so they didn't really matter.
Why would you set up a fake account?
To advertise your wares.
Right, okay.
Usually girls advertising their wares, I would imagine, on Facebook.
Oh, listen, on my Instagram, I don't do it very well. I don't, you know, I put up a few pictures and little videos.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've only got about 1,000 followers and no blue tick. I keep getting these very attractive ladies following me and asking me to follow them.
Follow them virtually or in real life?
Well, I presume virtually.
Okay.
They all seem to come from Eastern Europe.
Yeah, I was being very careful when I was doing my bit. Yeah, okay, but you're being more specific than... but I concur. They usually are in that direction, yes.
Yeah. Well, have they not got anything better to do?
Well, I would imagine, you know, it's... very lucrative.
And most of the photographs look like model photographs from some magazine or...
And it's probably some bloke called Harry.
Yeah. Why would people waste their time doing it?
Lots and lots of money. Lots of money to be made in blackmailing. That's how it works, you see. What they do is they get the young lady to perform, and then you perform on your end with your webcam. They record it, and then they threaten to send... all your friends and family in your Facebook list a copy of the video unless you pay up £3,000.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
And how many times have you been caught?
God, I'm broke.
You'd have to be fairly thick to fall for that, wouldn't you?
There's no need to throw in extra insults. I feel bad enough as it is.
3 billion of them, I can't believe it. Probably all called Harry and probably the same bloke with 3 billion different accounts.
What's, from Facebook's point of view, they've lost a huge amount of revenue because of it. Mm. In the, if you delete 3 billion fake accounts, when people like myself want to put an advert out on Facebook, those adverts are going to possibly some of those 3 billion, so I'm wasting my money. Therefore, I have to spend more money. So Facebook have not done themselves a favour by removing them in a way.
Well, yeah, but they're there as con artists, aren't they?
Con, well, if they're fake, they're, by definition, they are fake, mm. aren't they? So they're there for a usually monetary purposes.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Updates available. Your computer will restart to complete these updates.
Don't allow it. Is there a button to say don't do?
No, I'm not touching anything. Right, get on with Tech Talk because I'm got to go and wash the car.
There's a laptop up for auction. It's got several viruses on it, and so far it's raised almost £1 million.
Right. Why does anybody want it?
It's a piece of art, isn't it? It's like it's a laptop on a plinth with the words, "This has got a virus on it," and people are bidding on it because people are stupid and they've got too much money.
Why don't we put a half-sucked strepsil on a plinth and put it out there?
That would probably make you a lot of money.
Well, let's do something. Organise it. Come on.
I mean, I've got a back room full of laptops, probably with viruses on them.
Yeah.
Are you
I'm just sucking it a bit more.
I was going to say, are you sucking right now?
Yeah, I am.
Other news. Apple are going to warn people now when their updates for their Apple products will cause your product to either slow down or may potentially cause harm to your product.
Oh, no. I've been told my iCloud is full, whatever that is.
Everyone's iCloud is full until you pay.
My iCloud storage is full.
Yeah. As soon as you, when you get your phone, you take it out of your box and you say, oh, a brand new phone, and you switch it on and you set up your things on it. Within about 2 days, it says, oh, your iCloud is full and you need to pay us some money. 79p a month, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a con. Really.
Do I need to do that?
No, you don't hardly take any photographs anyway. And anyway, you wouldn't want those photographs that you do take to be up in the cloud.
What?
Well, you don't want the photographs that you normally take to be out there in the world, do you?
You're a twat of the highest fucking order.
Moving on to Huawei.
And don't send me now on my phone that photograph you took. I want to have a look.
I'll put that on the cloud for you.
You put it anywhere and Mickey Mouse is coming over.
It's just you in the hot tub. What's there not to like?
I haven't seen what bits are being shown.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I'm floating above you.
Really? Get on with it. Come on, I've got to go and wash the car.
Huawei, is that how you pronounce Huawei?
Huawei, yeah. Huawei.
Huawei, they're in trouble at the moment. The latest is the people that make the processors that control the main parts of the phone are probably not going to be able to supply them anymore. Google have obviously been banned from helping them out with their products like their App Store, etc. So in retaliation, China are saying that they're going to start threatening the UK.
Threatening the UK?
Yeah, if we don't give the Huawei access to our 5G infrastructure.
How do they mean they're going to threaten the UK?
They're not going to invest in any more UK-based things.
Good. Well, quite frankly, I'm wearing a pair of Chinese-made headphones and they're shit.
Everything's made in China, though, isn't it? Or Vietnam, or...
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be. Why can't we make them here?
Because we're too expensive. We have minimum wage over here.
Yeah, but, you know, what do we want? People to work in sweat houses again?
Well, if it means we all get cheaper products, that might not be a bad thing.
No, it is a bad thing. And we need... Listen, we are so obsessed with having stuff now. Somebody said to me, well, what do you think of the latest stuff on... Oh, what's that thing where you get all the movies?
Netflix.
Yeah, I don't have it. I don't have anything.
Well, you have it, but you just choose not to click the button.
Well, then I'd have to use it, pay for it, wouldn't I?
You get 30 days free.
Look, the whole thing is that you're not in poverty because you don't have a flash TV or a dishwasher.
No, but those two things do help in life.
Yeah, maybe, but if you can't afford them, you can't afford them. Now, everything is flooding in here made in China, and wanky fucking idiots say, oh, we're going to do much better deals with China. Really? Why would we want to sell our souls to the Chinese?
I don't think I'd want to sell my soul to the Chinese.
You know, it's just ridiculous. So the Chinese can, the government can threaten all they like, but they can piss off.
I don't think it'll come to anything.
Well, I don't want to see 5G anyway.
You don't want to see 5G?
No, I don't know. I haven't been convinced that it is safe.
Yeah, there is that train of thought that the waves produced by 5G could harm you. Yeah. But that's also true of Wi-Fi.
Well, yeah, I agree. Probably and, all fucked, aren't we?
And 3G.
Right, okay. You're really pissing me off now. Have you finished?
Well, I could talk about... DJI's drones, you know, the big drone company, they're apparently going to install technology in their drones that detect planes.
Really?
Yes, yeah, stop the drones from flying near planes and helicopters.
Mm. Well, I told you my thoughts on drones. They annoy me intently. And the first one that comes over my property...
You're going to shoot it?
Well, I've got special arrows called flu-flus,
mm-hmm.
which are for shooting in the air, but they stop at a certain height and just come straight back, so you're not... But I think if it's over your garden, I'm in charge of the airspace, aren't I?
You are, yes, yeah. You can knock them out, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that might be quite fun. There's a form of archery which is big in France and Belgium, not so big over here, called popinjay. And I've been to over there to shoot popinjay. It's quite fun. And they have huge masts, and they have... little targets on each of those, and you use these arrows to shoot them off. And one, the big one, is the one right on the top.
And how do they get the stuff on the huge mast? They have to keep climbing up ladders to...
No, they have a pulley system, then it comes down and they load them up and put the targets back up.
Oh, I might have a go at that. How can I have a go at that?
Go to France to a popinjay club.
Oh, I can't leave the country.
Well, there you can't have a go. I mean, there are some people down here who do it, but I've never been to one here. But in France, it's big business. There's lots of these clubs, and they go along. And you go out, and you shoot. Everybody gets to shoot an arrow up at the popinjay, and there are four or five targets. Then you go back to the clubhouse, have a glass of wine. Then you come back and have another shoot. Then you have another glass of wine. And if you hit the one right on top, there's a special name for it. I forgot what it is now. Then they bring out a special chair. You sit in that and they tip champagne all over you. See, I like the way the French do it.
Yeah, but in most sports like that, if you, like, for example, get a hole in one or et cetera, you have to buy the round of drinks. So if you knock the Poppin' Jay thingy off the toppy thingy and everyone's cheering and they bring out the big magnum bottles of champagne and pour it all over you, who ends up footing the bill?
Well, not you.
Oh, that's fine. Then I'll quite happy to take part then. Yeah.
Yeah. It may not have been the best champagne, but and people then get to drink some of it as well. So
just relabel it.
Yeah.
That's criminal, though, I think.
Well, I just think, you know, Poppin' Jay is quite a fun thing to do. And you would have movable Poppin' Jay if you had drones to shoot at.
Yeah, that could be a new sport. Maybe we could come up with a new sport. We fly drones in a sort of predetermined pattern, and then we try and knock them out. Mind you, that costs a lot of money, though, wouldn't it, killing drones?
But yeah. I mean, there is an archery version of clay pigeon shooting.
Is there?
Yeah, and they throw things. This machine flicks things up in the air the size of a frisbee.
Have you played the archery tag yet? That looks really cool.
No, I haven't. Yeah, it's sort of, I mean, the bows are so weak, obviously, otherwise you'd be killing people, but.
It does sound good, though, doesn't it, being able to shoot people? That's.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to work. It's an archery form of paintball.
Yeah, it's like basically shooting sink plungers, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, right, to conclude, as far as I'm concerned, my thoughts on the Eurovision Song Contest.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of the bloke who, because it was so inconsequential to me, but I did watch bits of it in and out of, there's a good movie on the other side, and I did see the performance, which I thought was just shit. I thought the song was shit too, by the way. It did nothing to promote English music, British music, if you prefer. A guy I'd never heard of, don't know where he came from, who was very enthusiastic. He had the enthusiasm to be fair, but what a dull, it was like an 80s song. No wonder we came last. We deserve to come last. In fact, I don't even know why we still participate in the Eurovision Song Contest when apparently most people in this country want to leave Europe. I think we should leave that as well.
It's a ratings winner, though, for the BBC, though, isn't it?
Well, the BBC, I don't know if it's a ratings winner. You really don't know. I happened to be in on Saturday, and I watched a bit of it, but I wouldn't have stayed in to watch it. Why would anybody want to watch that shit?
Michael Rice. I didn't watch it. I think I watched Britain's Got Talent instead. Was it on at the same time?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
There you go, then. That's just as bad.
Yeah, well, I watched that, but Britain's Got Talent finished before, I mean, Eurovision went on till about 11 o'clock or something. No, I think we should leave it. I think it's a waste of time. And that did nothing to promote music in any way, shape, or form. I did quite like the Australian one where they're wandering around on bendy sticks. I thought that was quite funny. Right, do questions. My voice is going to get...
Okay, questions for the whale. Here we go. Steve Lewis. He wants to know, is Amanda Holden any good at radio?
I would imagine she's good at radio. She's probably quite good at everything. I don't know what. I've never heard her on the radio. I couldn't tell you.
I thought she was a good sport on Celebrity Juice the other week.
I saw that. Yeah, she was a good sport.
Wobbling around.
Yeah. She is an attractive woman.
In that outfit, she was.
Carrying on.
Stephen Coram. Or Coram. Yeah. How long can Theresa May keep going? Well, I think that's till the 7th, isn't it?
I wouldn't have bothered with that question because now we know she's going on the 7th of June.
Well, the person who wrote the question didn't know that.
No, okay. Well, the person who put it in should have.
Oh, that's me. Sorry about that.
I should think so.
Rob James, is it true that carrots may be good for your eyes, but booze will double your vision?
Yeah, it is true.
The carrots thing, that was a urban myth, though, wasn't it? That was for the Germans' benefit.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have any carrots. Am I right?
You are right, yeah. Well, I thought these were questions to me, not you.
I'm just trying to, because it's one of those things that I've always
I need to get on. Can you fucking do the questions or I'm just going?
All right, crikey.
Ah,
dear me.
Fucking snowflake.
Isabel Colgate, we have to put her in because I want a toothbrush. Would you consider having an electric motorbike?
No.
A bicycle?
No.
Lawnmower?
Yes, I've got one.
You've got an electric lawnmower?
Yeah.
Can I come round and cut your grass?
Why?
I want to go on the electric lawnmower.
No, you're not having it on it. It's mine.
Okay.
Start a ride on one.
Oh. You led me up the garden path then.
Can we get on with this? I'm going in 2 seconds.
You can't because you've got an update to do. Lucy Joanne Bedman. Should reality TV be aborted?
No, I quite like reality TV. Maybe the people who go on it need to be checked a little more. Depends what sort of reality TV you talk about. I think personally, we should only see celebrities being humiliated.
A lot of TV is reality TV without you thinking it's reality TV, like Three Men on a Boat.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever, so yeah.
Yeah.
Some of that's quite factual information.
Yeah, I think Jeremy Carr's show was just disgusting. I can't understand why anybody would have wanted to watch that. And to me, I don't think that was reality TV. I've never seen Love Island, so I don't know. Obviously, I've been in Big Brother, and that was really quite strange. But I'm sure it was very entertaining to people who watched it.
What's the name of that MP that goes on the trains all around the world?
Former MP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Portillo.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's reality.
Can we get on with this?
All right. Sean.
You're hanging it out.
Sean, well, he wasted all our time allotted with phone calls.
I can't help it. I'm a busy boy.
Sean Mariner.
Who?
Sean Mariner.
Right.
Marinara.
That's a really nice pasta dish. Anyway, go on. Come on.
Why are farts funny?
They're not. People who do those and think it's funny are just disgusting.
Gary Turner. Why do people talk their business in a loud voice on the phone on public transport?
I don't think people talk in a loud voice. I find... What's his name?
Gary Turner.
Gary, one of the delights of going on public transport is to hear other people having conversations, whether they're on the phone or just talking to each other.
That's like reality phone calls then, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if I use a phone when I'm on the train, I speak very quietly so nobody else can hear, hopefully.
That's true. I have a very hard time when you're on the phone with you, when you're on the train.
Yeah. So, you know, if you talk in a loud voice when you're in a public area, you're a cunt.
It's hard to hear you with, you know, your chinking of your champagne flutes and things.
Get on with it now.
James Reed. If Waylon was recommissioned and Jerry Hayes couldn't take part, which MP would you like to take his place?
Oh, now that is a good question.
A long
one. Well, there are quite a few that will be entertaining. And who would do it for the money that Jerry did it? That's the other thing. Marc Francois would be very funny.
Marc Francois.
Yeah. Who? Michael Fabricant would be hilarious. Oh, God. I don't know. It's a very good question. And there are loads.
Maybe you can have one on each show, a different one.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I should. That's a good idea.
But then that wouldn't be a regular spot then, would it?
Yeah. I'm going now because I've had enough of this. You keep on making this go out longer and longer.
Can I do Daniel Severn's question?
No, you do him every week. Why would we have him every week? There are lots of people who send in questions, and you always put one of his on.
What about Terry Wallington?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. In the next 10 years, what will be the next big thing?
Yeah, I think you're right. What will be the next big thing?
That's your answer. What will
yeah,
be
the, what the, is going to be the next big thing? I think it will.
So we're all
there'll
going
be
to
be a lot of what. There'll be what restaurants. There'll be what clothing. There'll be what transport. There'll be what everything.
So that's a brand name we should sort of register right now.
We'll do it.
What.co.uk.
Yeah. Let's start tweeting out from what.
At what?
At what? What?
From what? We'll tweet
from
out.
From what? At what? Wear what? You can wear what? The new What clothing line. Wear what? You know you like it.
And we can measure electricity in it.
Don't be stupid. Now you're being ridiculous. Now you're trying to be clever and funny and it doesn't work. What is the new thing? You must all have the What label logo. Need a logo for it. Obviously a giant W.
Yes. That's yeah.
And then a little O and a big T. I don't know. What? What?
Isn't there an H there somewhere?
No, I'm spelling it W-O-T.
Oh, I see. You're going to be one of these new hip and trendy ways of spelling it.
Yeah, what? W-O-T, what?
You could put a Z on the end. You could have what's.
I don't want to. What? That's the new thing. What? I've discovered something that could make us a fortune. Do you want your what T-shirt? Do you want your what baseball cap?
We got a messenger app called WhatsApp.
You're being silly again.
So we have to give Terry Wallington a bit of credit for this, are we? Or we're just going to steal it?
We're just going to steal it. He's not done anything about it. He just asked the question and I gave him the answer. Right, listen, guys, I've got to go because my voice is failing. I have 3 hours to do later on Talk Radio. In the meantime, I will leave you in the capable hands of Rob the Knob.
Have I warmed up your voice enough for tonight? Hello? Hello? Well, this is going to be a boring 5 minutes.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.